It's time for the children's message. The children come and assemble on the floor as we sit down and talk a little bit about familiarity. Familiarity can make us forget. It's really good to be familiar with something. Like if you practice running or riding a bike, you get pretty good at it, don't you? But you have super fast shoes. We'll have to learn where you get those from.
I got a different kind of color.
Okay. Do you know what familiarity is? It means you get really used to something, right? Something that you get really used to, something you can do really well. If you practice hitting the ball, you get really used to hitting it. If you do something enough, you might even get to the point where it becomes too familiar and you forget. Like if you sleep in the upper bunk, have you ever fallen out of bed? Yeah, you can fall and you have to be careful. Have you ever climbed a tree and gotten so familiar with climbing that you're not frightened at all? See, what can happen is you become so familiar with something like electricity that you forget that if the baby pushes a key into that, they could get shocked, right? Familiarity that makes you forget can happen with church and with Jesus, can't it? You know, when Jesus went home to Nazareth, they were very familiar with him. They knew his face. He was familiar to them to the point where they forgot who he was. They forgot his good life as a little boy. They forgot what he was like at 12 where he was questioning the doctors. They began to forget who had promised that this would be from the line of David, and Jesus was from the line of David. And so in Nazareth, they began to forget that Jesus was God's son. Can you do that? Yeah. You can become so familiar with church that you begin to forget why you're here. Or maybe you can be bored. You can be so familiar with the Word of God that you think, oh, I know it already and I don't need to read it. And just like Nazareth, we can begin to float away from Jesus and become distant. He doesn't want that, does he? He wants us to be always aware of who he is and what he came to do. And that's why today we're going to talk about his friendship and his faithfulness, because Jesus is the one that became familiar with us as human beings, familiar enough to take our sin and familiar enough to help us. You may return to your seats.